This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we continue our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013 with Reuben. Reuben is a band comprised of members around the Twin Cities area, but originated in Stillwater during the bandmates' high school years. Using tried and true rock and roll instrumentation, Reuben crafts tunes that collectively span many subgenres from soul-inspired tunes to folk-tinged swamp rock. KQAL's Adam Lush visits with the band about their writing process, views on their future, challenges of being in a band, and the joys of onstage moments. You're listening to The Live Feed.
This is Adam Lush, and you're listening to The Live Feed on KQAL 89.5 FM. And right now we're talking to the band Reuben. So can I get you guys to go around and tell me what your name is and what you do in the band?
Sure. I'm Sam. I sing, play some guitar, switch off a little bass depending. We like to swap it around a lot.
My name's Mac. I play the drums and sing a little bit as well.
I'm Katie. I do vocals and percussion.
I'm Dan. I play guitar and bass, and I also sing.
All right, and you guys are from Stillwater, is that correct, Minnesota?
Yep.
Yep. Yes. And how did you guys meet, and when did you decide to start making music together?
We met when we were, I think, like 7 and 8, when we were really young, and we formed a band when we were in high school because we all just love music, and it just kind of seemed like the logical thing to do at the time. So we just kept at it because we just really love music and just like, you know, being with each other and stuff like that too. So
yeah, the three guys play together initially, and we've had a few guys come and go, and recently in the last couple of years Katie joined up with us, and she contributes a lot of her vocal talents to many of the songs.
All right, very cool. And how many recordings do you guys have? Do you have CDs or EPs or anything like that?
Yeah, we have two CDs out, and one's called North as our first release. And then we did a more proper studio album we released 2 years ago called Slow Bleed, Let Me Start, which is a full-length LP.
Okay, and you can get that online? Or
yeah, you can download them for free from our Bandcamp site.
From Bandcamp. Okay, cool. So let's talk about when you guys first started playing music just by yourself. Did you have a family that was very musical, or how did you guys get into music in general?
Sam and I are brothers, and we grew up, I guess there was, you know, some music being played in the house.
Yeah, I remember listening to a lot of great albums, the Beatles and stuff like that. You know, a lot of our music is rooted in the older style rock and roll, the 60s and 70s stuff.
Now trying to bring myself down, falling out with all my mind.
you.
I know you're sun in the rims of barbecue. Walking by your front porch, I was feeling extra bold. Went to climb your front stairs and slipped and was not that cold. Well, I guess I had to live my when you go out for a walk, I'll go running high. Don't go giving me a bad guy. When you see me 10 feet outside, well, I said, don't go giving me a bad guy.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013. We now send it back to Adam Lush and his interview with Ruben.
How would you describe your particular sound? I mean, obviously you're going to get some of your influences in there, but what is your distinct sound, or what sound are you going for?
I think the great part, I mean, I think for us about our music is that we never were able to kind of pinpoint down a sound, and we kind of always go wherever we want to and make whatever kind of song we want, you know. We don't really try to stick to one particular genre. I mean, it's, it all kind of sounds similar, but a lot of the songs sound different. You get a good variety, eclectic mix out of music from us. But I would guess just, I say rock and roll. That's what I say.
Yeah.
One thing you'll find in a constant across a majority of our music is the use of harmonies. We like to sing. We all like to throw our voices in there at some point.
It's a very communal band. We really, I mean, we all get together and everybody's writing and everybody's singing and, you know, and really enjoying music and whatever it comes out as, I guess, whatever, you know, anybody wants to take it as.
All right, so what is your writing process like? Does somebody start with the song and kind of hand it off, or do you guys just kind of work together?
Usually, Sam and I, the way it's been going is we'll have a whole song, you know, written, and then we'll take it to the band, and then another person will write the bass line or, you know, work on the, you know, the rhythm and the kind of groove of the song. And we'll add stuff together, and we'll kind of construct the song, like the arrangement and stuff together.
Yeah, we'll bring the idea to the band. Usually it's pretty well developed, but then it's processed through the filter of the group, the rest of the individuals. We've been playing together for quite some time, so it's unspoken communication most of the time, unless we're doing a true collaboration on a song, which happens occasionally, but certainly not the majority of the time.
A lot of bands do like riffing, like they'll bring a riff or something, but I think Sam and I are both real big fans of the songwriter type musician. We like to write whole songs, like that's our thing.
is all the way. All the hurt and pain behind these eyes. When the sun comes through, shadows run blue, and I'm still loving you. I know everything's gonna be alright.
Been listening to the sounds of Reuben and their performance at Midwest Music Fest 2013. We now return to Adam Lush and his interview with the band. You're listening to The Live Feed.
So has there ever been any embarrassing moments on stage or any, any good stories that we can delve into here?
Yeah. At our last year's performance for the Midwest Music Fest, I tuned the bass way out of tune. It was like all the strings were tuned wrong for some reason because the tuner wasn't working right. And we started a song and it was just completely wrong. And then things just kept happening. Like our equipment kept malfunctioning, and the saxophone players couldn't hear themselves. But either way, it was fun. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
We didn't get completely bashed in the write up. It was quite complimentary. All things considered. We gave the illusion or the impression that we had never really
first time.
Yeah, it was a little, it's a little frustrating when you know what you can do, and then and then it doesn't happen.
A good thing is when you tell a joke and then just silence.
Yeah, yeah, we've learned to stop talking. Yeah. That's I think we try to, but we do tend to chat a little much.
Yeah.
So what is your overall goal? Do you guys hope to get somewhere in the future, or are you just kind of hanging out, just trying to play music?
Well, we were saying in the ride down, I said I don't think that getting signed to a record label is a bad goal. Or, you know, getting some way to make money, because our end game is to make music, to record music, and to continue writing and be able to make money from doing it, to sustain it. That's what we like to do. We like to make music, and if we can make money to continue that, I think that's a reasonable goal. It's all about the music, but you need money to do it because it's expensive to record an album. Right. So
the philosophy around people making money off of their craft or passion or whatever that is, music, it's really diluted, and people have passionate feelings one way and passionate feelings the other. I feel like anybody that's spending that amount of time to create something and invest their money and resources into the creating of it and the recording and manufacturing, I don't think it's shameful to ask for compensation for those who are willing to support you. I'm not saying, you know, there are a lot of people that expect compensation from people that maybe didn't even ask to, you know, say, walk into a bar and hear a band. They don't, you know, but I don't think it's doing yourself any service to say you don't deserve, yeah, you know, I don't deserve to get, you know, a little compensation for my time.
It's like when Burning CDs first came out, and we made a five-song album, and one of my friends bought one. And then I go, hey, well, yeah, I mean, to another one of my friends, do you want one? He goes, no, I'll just burn it from my buddy. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, well, I'm glad you want to listen to it. That is cool. But also it's like, well, you know, it costs a lot of money to make, and it would be nice if you could help us out.
Mm-hmm. Or just don't say that to their face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, come on.
Leech.
All right, so you guys did mention Bandcamp for anybody who wants to get your CDs or any music. So is there any other place that they can go online that they can research you guys and find out where you're playing?
Yeah. The main hub of information for the band is our website. It's rubentheband.com, R-U-B-E-N, theband.com. And there we post, right now, we just launched it a couple months ago. On it, you can find links to our Bandcamp and purchase or download or whatever you'd like to do with our album. From that same site, you can get a shirt or whatever if you want. We also post our shows regularly up there. Otherwise, you can go on Facebook and find us, or you could go Twitter. Ruben Band is our handle.
Just posted a new song that we're recording a new record right now, and we posted a new song called It's Alright, which is on our new website too, so you can take a listen to that.
Sitting on a cloud.
A big thank you goes out to the members of Rubin. More information on Rubin can be found at Rubin, that's R-U-B-E-N, .bandcamp.com. Another thank you goes out to all who made Midwest Music Fest 2013 possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org. You've been listening to The Live Feed with Adam Lush.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.